That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast. Usual Friday.
Hi and welcome to Talk About It Friday, where I'll be talking with Brian K. Wright, ghostwriter from Arizona. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have a background in education. Yep. I taught public speaking, English composition, and business math at a two-year business college in Lincoln, Nebraska. And I also have a radio background. So I do a radio show called Success Profiles Radio. I've been doing that for the last 7 years.
Wow.
I publish Success Profiles magazine that had a one-year anniversary back in December. And I ghostwrite books for clients, so I stay pretty busy.
Wow. Yeah, you definitely sounds busy. You definitely do sound busy.
Yes.
So what
it's
is
a
it
blessing.
Exactly. So what is it you're actually doing? Is that all into one with your ghostwriting as well? Or
They're all separate projects, but I do cross-promote. So they do have ads in my magazine for ghostwriting. In fact, one of my more recent clients, I met up with in person. He was a friend of a friend.
Yeah.
And I brought a magazine with him or with me, and he was looking through it. He says, "You ghostwrite books for people?" I said, "Yeah." He's like, "I've been looking to do a book for a long time, but I don't want to do it myself." Long story short, we met up again, and he's a client now.
Wow, that's absolutely amazing. So how long have you been doing? Sorry, go on.
Cross-promoting is a great idea. I've been ghostwriting for a couple years now.
Yeah.
And it's been really fun. I've had a wide variety of projects to work on. I just completed a book with a client called The Power to Speak Naked, and it's a book about public speaking.
Yeah.
In fact, I had him on my show recently. Completed another book with a client about how network marketers can use LinkedIn to build their business. And I'm near the finish line with an Olympic athlete, a gymnast, and we're doing his autobiography. So really exciting stuff going on.
Wow, that's absolutely awesome. Does it all pay good?
It pays okay. I've raised my prices recently, so it's going to pay better real soon.
Yeah, that's good. So why did you choose this line of work?
I like to write, and I like to speak, and I love personal development. I love helping people get their message out to the world, and I do believe in being a positive influence, and I want to impact as many people as possible.
That's absolutely awesome. So how many books would you say that you've wrote for authors?
Oh, goodness. Well, I've got several in progress. I think I've probably completed about six.
Wow.
And I've got four more that are in the first draft, and I've got two or three more that are beyond the first draft. So a lot of projects going on out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you have a team that helps you with this, or is it just done by you?
It's done by me, but I do have a team of graphic artists, graphic designers, who help with the layout and the book cover layout, because I do not have graphic design skills. I don't. I tried it. It was horrible. And so you have to let people who are good at what they do do what they do, and then you focus on your zone of genius, and that's it.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. So how do you keep up with the demand then?
You have to plan your time real well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it has to do with managing which projects are coming due first.
Yeah.
And making progress on something every single day.
Wow. Well, I wouldn't know. Keeping up with demand, I wouldn't know where to start, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. But, there are some things like the magazine that are a monthly thing.
Yeah.
The radio show is a weekly thing. So those are always right there. And then it's fitting everything else in. And it's pretty cool, too, because when I do content creation sessions with my clients, we do recorded interviews and I get them transcribed, and that gives me the skeleton of something to work with. And then I can clean it up, edit, move things around, and add stuff as necessary to make the conversation sound brilliant. And I make it sound like it's just them talking.
Yeah.
I delete my questions, but my questions are designed to basically bookmark what the next section is going to be about. So that gives me a chapter title.
No, I've never really thought about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I don't mind, like being on air and, letting people hear what I say. But yeah, I mean, I'll have to check some of yours out if that's all right.
Sure.
No, that's absolutely cool. And so a little bit about, you said that you've got a magazine as well. So what kind of magazine is that?
It is a personal development and business magazine. My radio show is Success Profiles Radio, and my magazine is Success Profiles Magazine. So it's an extension of the radio show brand. And I realized I had so much material to repurpose from my radio show that I wasn't doing anything with. And so I created a magazine. The feature article is always curated from an interview that I've already done on my show. So I don't need that person's attention a second time.
Yeah.
So I just basically use what I've already done. And it usually works out really, really well. The challenge is editing it down to a feature length article, because the interview is an hour long and I have to edit it down to what would become a 20 minute session. So yes, it's sometimes hard to decide what to keep and what not to keep, but it's always just so amazing. I just love the people I'm working with, and I ask people to contribute articles, and it gives them a space to share what they're learning and what they're doing too.
Exactly. That's why I've done exactly the same as you, to be honest. So I've got a lot to learn about the magazine part, but all in good time. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So is your magazine available just online, or is it print?
It is primarily a digital publication.
Okay, cool.
And it is a paid subscription. So successprofilesmagazine.com is where people can get it. You can just subscribe monthly or annually. Annually is a much better deal, of course.
Yeah.
But the perk to that is you get tickets to my live event, which is happening in the fall of 2019, called Authorpreneur Live. And it is for people who want to write, market, and leverage their book to create bigger opportunities in their business.
Oh, that's cool. So you say that you're good with marketing.
I'm okay. I have people who help me. I have a marketing coach, an internet marketing coach. And so he does the things that I don't know how to do. And so another way of outsourcing.
I
love my website, but I didn't do it.
No, that's understandable, because I just put a post on Facebook, and someone came across on my post there called Jacob Harrod. And he turned around and said to me, he went, "I need to build a bigger following across social media so I can spread a positive message." What would be your advice to that?
You have to be everywhere and be consistent. That's the whole thing. Be consistent. If you are doing a bunch of posts in 1 week and then you don't do anything for 3 months, that's not consistent.
Exactly.
So I post on Twitter very regularly. I post on LinkedIn more often than I used to. And I make sure that I post something on Facebook, a few times a week, sometimes multiple times a day. And sometimes I go a couple of days without posting. But I also try to make sure that it's not always just promoting me and what I'm doing. Sometimes I'll put fun memes or fun observations and, just post something that will make people laugh. And
exactly.
You have to show people another side of you. It's not just business.
Yeah, no, that's why I've decided, because, me being an entrepreneur and, trying new things, I kind of got into that situation where I was like, I'm rather one, sending too much of my brand out too much, or I'm going on about myself too much, or I'm not making, people laugh on Facebook and all that. So that I was really like trying to put things together, like making a chart for, say, like Monday, Tuesday, or engage and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know some people who do things on a chart like that. I usually go by feel, and I'll just check on Facebook and see what kinds of posts have I done lately. And I'll just try and mix it up.
Yeah. I think I'll do it to try and keep up.
Yeah.
It's a hard one. So anyway, how would you say that your business is stressful? Would you say it's laid back?
It's really laid back, because I don't really have to answer to anybody except my clients. And I can work when I want. I do something almost every single day, including the weekends.
Yeah.
And I just work when I want to. I know that I'm going to do preparation for my radio show on the weekends. So that is always a given.
Yeah.
But and you learn when you are most productive. I'm a morning person. I know that in the evening, I'm not going to be doing anything really mind intensive, because that I'm winding down.
Absolutely.
I am just not a night person.
No, that's understandable. I've decided Saturday, Sundays, I'm off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that either. There's nothing wrong with that either. But as long as you have a schedule, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's involved in your line of work?
What's involved? Mm. I think, I spend most of my time writing and creating content and marketing and following up on conversations and letting people know what I'm doing. And I just have Facebook conversations with people. Sometimes people think that, Facebook is a time suck, and it can be if you just scroll all day long and look at what other people are doing.
Yeah.
But there has to be a purpose to it. And so I reach out to people not necessarily just for the purpose of trying to sell or market something. I have a group of people that I say hello to and how are you? And I don't ever bring any, I don't bring business up. And, and so when you are bringing up ideas or business, it doesn't feel like you're selling anything because I can present it as, hey, I'm working on this. What do you think of it? Is this something that you could see yourself doing?
Exactly.
And I'd love to be able to help you with this. And I've had several people say, yeah, let's do this. Or you know what? I want to. Let me throw some money together and let's do this in a month or two. And so I just follow up and I try to keep it really non-threatening. I'm not, you know, twisting your arm and I'm not trying to sell you right out of the gate. I hate it when people do that.
Exactly. To be fair, when I first started out, that was my number one mistake until I learned that you should never inbox anyone with your brand. It should always be, about them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And if your business comes up in it, then it comes up in it.
Yeah, I messaged someone that was a recent Facebook connection a couple months ago, or it was last year actually. And so I said, so what are you excited about? And his response was, read my profile. I'm like, that's not what I asked you. Obviously, I can read your profile. What are you excited about? I mean, separate what you do from who you are. That's a mistake I made early in my career is when people would say, well, how are you? I would always respond with how my business is going. And I had one dear friend who said, no, Brian, I want to know how you are doing. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. A bit of a shell shock, that, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And that was a huge lesson for me.
Yeah. Wow. That's incredible. Yeah, that's something I kind of done wrong anyway. So would you say that this is something that you're going to be doing forever, or have you got anything else in your mind that you're going to be doing in the future?
You know, that's a really interesting question. I'll do it for as long as I feel like I'm really excited about it.
Exactly.
I think bigger things are in store. And I always do see myself in some realm of publishing and content creation. And I think eventually it'll be a case of creating a team and sourcing some of that out and just managing it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the biggest question that we've had on Facebook recently is like some people saying that you've got to really enjoy what you're doing to want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that. It's because when I went off and done something else, as you know, you've seen my journey, I've left that behind, not for any bad reason at all. It's because I just wasn't feeling it and I wanted to try something new. That's why I give myself the title as an entrepreneur.
Yeah. You have to enjoy what you're doing or else it becomes not fun.
Exactly. So how do you advertise your business?
You know, I don't do paid advertising right now, although that is probably going to be something that I eventually end up doing as my marketing coach and I start strategizing things. But I just post on social media and I have conversations with people.
Yeah, that's absolutely awesome.
It's about reaching out to people one-on-one and letting people know what I'm doing if they ask and asking what they do first and figuring out if there's a fit or a need.
Yeah, exactly.
Not everyone is going to be a good candidate for what you're doing.
No.
And in some cases, the timing isn't right. And so I'll say, by the way, at some point down the line, think about this. I do this. It sounds like this might benefit you sometime. And sometimes it'll surprise me and say, oh, I want to know more about that now. Okay.
Exactly. Great. I think word of mouth is more powerful than, you know, than anything else, to be honest. But I've never done paid ads. Don't get me wrong. I probably will try it myself in the future. But, you know, as I, you know, was doing my journey and I noticed that word of mouth was really, really a good strong point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. So what social medias are you on at the moment?
I am on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn.
That's absolutely awesome. What I was going to say is that after the show, if you can just drop me a message with your any links.
Okay.
That'd be absolutely awesome.
Good.
So the final question is probably something that everybody wants an answer for. What advice would you give to someone that wants to be a ghostwriter?
I would say, make sure you're a good writer or at least a good delegator and know who can help you. I think that's really important. And you have to care about the client and the topic and know what kinds of books you're comfortable writing. I will not write fiction. I will not write someone's romance novel. It's just not who I am. So I stick to nonfiction.
Okay, that's cool.
And I work with entrepreneurs. And so if you're not an entrepreneur, chances are, it's not always true, but chances are you aren't very clear about your message. Entrepreneurs tend to be much more clear about their message and their audience than people who are not.
Absolutely. That is absolutely amazing. Anyway, Brian, I want to say thank you ever so much for giving me this opportunity to interview my friend. Oh,
You're so welcome, Wayne. Thank you so much for the chance to talk to you.
That's absolutely fine. So what I'll do, I'll touch base with you after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you ever so much, and take care of yourself, my friend.
All righty, you too. Bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.